WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 80 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A crash that closed the freeway in College Station for 2 hours yesterday morning led to a DWI arrest. 21-year-old Carlos Baker of College Station is accused of making an unsafe lane change while heading north on the freeway near Fitch. Baker's SUV struck a second SUV, causing the second vehicle to spin and come to rest on the concrete barrier. No one was injured. For the second time in 12 months, a College Station man has been arrested for drunk driving with one prior conviction. 24-year-old Leonardo Lopez is accused of being under the influence when he drove his SUV into the Ozona restaurant the night before last. No one was injured. According to online records, Lopez is scheduled to appear in court next month from a DWI arrest in July of last year. And according to online records, Lopez was arrested last month and last March for driving with an invalid license with a prior conviction. A week after a Bryan man was arrested for the 21st time in 19 years, he's back in jail again. 37-year-old Cedric Dion Williams was stopped by a Bryan policeman about a quarter of two yesterday morning, walking on the wrong side of a residential street. According to the arrest report, Williams agreed to be searched. The officer reported finding a prescription bottle with a label marked out with black ink. Williams says the bottle containing 25 Valium pills belonged to his cousin. That led to a charge of possessing a controlled substance. Williams had been out on bond 3 days from his arrest for swearing in front of officers, threatening a convenience store employee, and causing $1,500 of damage to a patrol vehicle while being driven to jail. A man calling College Station 911 saying he was in fear for his life told police he wanted to go to jail because someone was trying to kill him.
27-year-old Tridell Perry of Bryan remains in jail following his arrest for possessing a handgun as a convicted felon, which the arrest report noted was loaded, along with spitting at a group of officers who responded to the call Monday night outside Frankie's convenience store at Texas and Harvey Mitchell. Last weekend, Brazos County Sheriff's deputies responded to a disturbance at a home between Welburn and Milliken. When they arrived, an off-duty Fort Bend County deputy had his daughter in handcuffs. According to the arrest report, that's after the father found cocaine and marijuana in his daughter's backpack. Daughter said her father confronted her outside her grandparents' home after the father found a Snapchat photo she posted showing drugs. 17-year-old Riley Sayers of Waco is arrested for drug possession. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
What led up to a shooting at a Bryan apartment complex Monday night remains unknown, but police has announced an arrest warrant has been issued for the suspect. 30-year-old Justin Keith Byrd is considered by BPD to be armed and dangerous and should not be approached. The victim of the shooting at the Baker Oaks Apartments remains hospitalized in stable condition. A local volunteer for the College Station Police Department has been recognized for his work across the country. Dr. Peter Tarlow has volunteered as a CSPD chaplain longer than anyone can actually remember.
We definitely know it's more than 25 years, and we think it's 29 years, but we didn't write it down.
A recognized expert in the area of tourism safety, Dr. Tarlow was recently awarded the Civilian Medal of Appreciation by the American Police Hall of Fame for his work with police departments across the country.
Police and tourism, which is a big issue of terrorism, are really the front lines of taking care of America. And so both as the chaplain here, as one of the chaplains, and working with police departments and training them to keep hotels and travel and safe. It means a lot.
In addition to his duties as chaplain, Dr. Tarlow helped create the College Station Tourism and Entertainment Police Unit in 2013, which patrols predominantly on bicycles. Waco police kill a man accused of trying to kill one of their officers.
Police say the officer was trying to serve a drug warrant when the suspect hit him with his SUV and pinned him under the vehicle. Waco Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton says,
there's an individual that made a choice this morning to intentionally try to run over a Waco police officer. That is an attempted capital murder. His hostile actions brought gunfire on himself.
Officers were able to lift the SUV and rush the officer to the hospital where he underwent surgery. He's in critical but stable condition. Austin York, TSN News.
Both chambers of the state legislature supports reducing the cost of health insurance to retired teachers. The difference is the source of funding, $212 million, to pick up what retirees covered by TRS would otherwise pay in increased premiums and deductibles. House Bill 20 takes money from the Rainy Day Fund. The author of the bill is Trent Ashby, whose district includes Madison and Leon counties. Supporters include John Rainey of Bryan, Kyle Cassell of College Station, and Leighton Schubert of Caldwell. Senate Bill 19 funds the relief from unspent money in the state's general fund. Supporters include Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner and Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 80 degrees. Text us your news, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Get the tractor you need to tackle the tough jobs on your list. Take the Kubota L2501 tractor. It comes with a tough diesel engine, an available front loader, and backhoe. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station invites you to help us stuff the bus August 7th through the 11th. Stuff the Bus is a community-wide school supply drive to help thousands of kids in our local schools. For times and drop-off locations near you, visit jlbcs.org.
Check some weather, shall we, at 8:10? It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holland Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Scattered shower and thunderstorm activity covers the northern half of the state this morning. We'll keep an eye on it as it tries to drift towards the south today. Some showers and storms are possible later on, 85 to 90. Showers and thunderstorms are a possibility into tonight, 70 to 75. Turning partly sunny tomorrow, the risk of an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon, 90 to 95. Friday, we'll have partial sun, a few showers and thunderstorms possible late in the day, highs around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Heaviest rain is still to the northeast of us, but actually if you're going to be driving up to Waco, once you get to Hearn, you're going to be in probably light rain or some heavier rain in some places. Actually, you're all the way up to Dallas. Headed over toward Kerrville, they got some rain going on over there, but the biggest glob of it is basically, as I said, from west, which is just north of Waco, all the way over to Mississippi. So, but somebody's probably going from west to Mississippi. They're just not around here right now. So anyhow.
That's true. Good point.
Rain in the area. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So what if you look like Donald Trump?
I mean, just,
wow. What if
Donald Trump lookalikes are so hard to come by?
Really?
That one London company is forking over $66,000 annual salary to impersonate him.
Wow.
Company is called Team Tactics, hosts apprentice themed treasure hunts for companies to effectively pull off the Trump lookalike thing. If you do, you can make $260 a day.
Wow.
But it's got to be beyond the, you know, it's got to be beyond the hair. Of course, the hair is clearly what people think of first, but after that.
But you got to be able to do the impression and everything.
Probably so. Yeah. Probably so. All right, guy in Philadelphia with nothing to do decides to climb the clock tower at the Philadelphia City Hall. Oh, and just in case you didn't believe it, he decided to record himself doing it.
Of course he did.
How smart would that be? It's a 500-foot structure. Carson King seen scaling that. Mr. King says that he was able to perform his climb thanks to scaffolding that is in place for renovations to the bronze statue of William Penn, which is up on the top.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I strongly suggest a normal citizen not try this. Yeah. Spokesperson for the city said the climb was dangerous, illegal, and is being investigated.
I was going to say, he doesn't consider himself a normal citizen?
I guess not. I guess not. So dog owners who walk their pets outside are more likely to have regular exercise habits.
Woo!
You're
imagine
kidding.
That.
We paid for that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
So me walking, Coda, mm-hmm. twice a day,
yeah.
is makes it more regular exercise habit. Yep. Okay. Perfect. Okay. It makes sense.
Study found regular dog walkers more active on days with cold, rainy weather on days with worse weather conditions, about 20% higher activity levels. Now, see, that's one of the things that's a little problematic there with the puppy. I'm figuring you don't walk the puppy before you come to work, right? That's a little dark.
Correct. I do not.
All right. So if you do that twice in a day, then the sun is probably up and out for some of that time.
It is.
Yeah. And that's part of it, too. Here in Texas, we don't have to worry about cold, wet, rainy weather.
Right,
very
not
long
a lot. We do have to worry about it being too hot. Leah's talked about how the pavement can be really toasty for their little toesies.
Exactly right. Put your hand down there, and if it's
too
hot.
So I have to make sure it's sometime mid-morning, and then usually not till the evening when it's cooled off a little bit.
Earlier, we were talking about that whole experience of going to an athletic event and paying extra for it because we're basically lazy. How about this? A couple of women are launching an avocado subscription service.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's called Avocago.
Okay.
Avocago.
I assume it's in Chicago.
No, it's not. It's just they got the go part. They did Avocago.
All right. Avocado on the go.
It says you will never live another day of your life without a ripe avocado in your purse or on the counter or fridge. Who carries an avocado in their purse?
I don't know.
Who doesn't, Scott?
I that's one thing I haven't done, actually.
They describe it as a Dollar Shave Club with avocados.
That's what I was going to say. It's like Harry's for avocados?
Right, oh, wow, basically.
Okay. Well, let's try that. It's Avocago. A-V-O-C-A-G-O. Yeah, Avocago.
And then we avocado can on the go.
Yeah, and what's it cost?
Oh, hold on.
Yeah. You probably got to click a few things to get around to where it actually, they tell you.
Give me a break. Currently exclusive to San Francisco.
Oh, we'll see.
Whatever.
All right.
And they're currently working on upgrading their system. Stay tuned and we'll be back.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
You know what? We're in Texas. We're a long way from you and we can get our own avocado.
Right. That's right.
Okay, remember the story? Was it last week we had the story about how Roomba was going to take the technology
they have
for mapping rooms to help
map
you out.
House.
Okay, well, now Colin Engel, who's the CEO of iRobot, is basically trying to roll out there that while it's a really neat idea, explaining how the robot can clean your home based on the detailed maps, he is not going to be selling that information to companies like Amazon and Google.
Oh, thanks.
People were just a little bit freaked out about that.
Just a tad.
So he's given another interview, this to ZDNet, in which he simply denies having said anything about his plan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay.
So the first interview with Reuters, they were just making it up. Is that it?
Fake news.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I'm guessing that's probably not right.
I'm more afraid of the fact that they're, you know, casing your house, basically, and then Facebook's inventing AI that's coming up with its own language that humans can't understand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Oh, did you hear about this?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Oh, yeah. Facebook had a server set up that started communicating with itself in a language that the humans could not understand, so they had to shut it down.
Wait a minute. Okay, did you see Close Encounters, the third kind, where the computers start talking to each other, and they start going so fast that the humans are going, I don't know what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
They had to shut it down, and now we're giving them maps of our houses with our Roombas.
So, yeah, well, and again, he says he's not going to, but still it's...
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Exactly.
But guys, just remember, it's totally fine because we're all going to die from air pollution
right.
and climate change.
Yeah, 2100.
Shouldn't be worrying about that.
No.
So, here, wash your ears out with this. A newborn calf in Texas has a strikingly similar black and white facial marking to KISS frontman Gene Simmons.
Nice.
Mr. Simmons' on-stage persona includes face paint, black leather clothing, and wild hair. He tweeted his admiration for the calf named Genie, which was born in the Texas Hill Country, apparently, and that's out there, too. So a calf that looks like Gene Simmons in his KISS
Genie.
Makeup, if he knew. All right. Being a parent, challenging, but a new study suggests being a working mom, even more time-consuming than we thought. A study commissioned by Welch's, I guess that's the Greek people, of 2,000 women, found that average moms spend 98 hours each week working at the office and taking care of things at home. The women in the studies were all parents of kids aged 5 to 12. That has a lot to do with it, because by the time they're 16, they pretty much don't want to be around, you know, because they'll have cars probably. According to the results, Average mom's day starts at 6:23 and ends as a.m. and ends at 8:31 p.m. So just right. saying. Hello.
Hey, you guys were talking yesterday about words that irritate you. Mm-hmm. One of them is to have an engineer that tells you something that works basically.
It works basically. Theoretically. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
3 in 5 countries that sent somebody into space no longer exist as countries.
Oh.
They are East Germany, Czechoslovakia, and the USSR.
But we're still going strong.
That's right. I mean,
for a while.
The dirt still there has just got a new name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next time there will be a full moon, here's space. Next time there will be a full moon on Friday the 13th is August of 2049.
And that'll be my birthday.
Okay. Ooh. There you go. On a Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
In August of 2049.
August 13th.
There'll be a full moon. Now you know that.
I've got something to look forward to. Space news.
Yeah, exactly. On hospital TV shows, CPR saves people's lives 65% of the time.
Wow, that seems kind of low for TV shows.
Yeah, actually, real life is 20%.
Oh, yikes.
Didn't know that, did you? Okay. So the big TV story today is that CBS is deciding that Aaron Hayes is getting killed off in the show Kevin Can Wait, clearing the decks for Kevin James' former TV wife from The King of Queens, Leah Remini, to join the series. So we're just going to kill this one off. How did that
It's like a comedy, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Usually they don't kill people off in those things.
How does that meeting work? Yeah. Anyway, as regular viewers know, Leah appeared in season one's finale playing Kevin's former partner and undercover cop yesterday at the Television Critics Association press tour. CBS announced that Aaron's character will have passed away, as we will be moving forward in time, catching up at a later date. According to the president of CBS, told reporters, Kevin Can Wait will have a 9 or 10 month time jump where the show returns so that the TV family can have some time to cope with the death of their mom and wife.
Huh.
The president of the network also confirmed that all the kids will be back for season two.
Yeah, well, that meeting has got to be interesting. It's going to be like, Aaron, come in here. We got to talk to you about something here real quick.
Yeah.
You see, Leah wants to come back to this show here that we're doing. She's all like, oh, that's great. How are you going to do it?
Yeah.
Glad you asked.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and just probably pay her off, I guess. But nonetheless, she'll move on to, other things. And like you say, I think it's supposed to be a comedy. But Game of Thrones, of course, soap opera Swords, one of the most popular shows in the world. And apparently beyond. Scott Kelly, the retired astronaut, revealed during a news event that his guilty pleasure while working on the International Space Station was to watch the HBO hit, which he says he binged twice. What are we paying him for?
Right.
Look for the, there'll be a documentary called Beyond a Year in Space in November in PBS, and apparently it was a news conference having to do with something like that, that he mentioned that he binge watched, you know, and isn't there violence included in that? And,
lots,
I mean, is
yeah.
That, okay.
Yeah, a lot.
A whole
it's
lot.
Pretty gory.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's what that astronaut did. So, okay. Emma Roberts, if you watch American Horror Story, I've never watched this. I know that Mr. General Manager is a fan.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's coming back for American Horror Story. She's coming back for American Horror Story for season 7, all about a cult instead of the current season, which is based on the presidential elections. Really?
Really?
I've never watched it either.
Yeah, I have no idea. Okay, Sharknado Week, of course, as we know, on Sci-Fi, what's really important. Not one, but two movies starring Tara Reid. Tonight's masterpiece at 7 o'clock, Trailer Park Shark, which a tropical storm floods Soggy Meadows Trailer Park.
No, good. I thought I missed that one.
Why would you live in Soggy Meadows Trailer Park? But again, that's, if you have to ask that question, then that means that somehow you're questioning the whole premise of Shark Week.
Right.
Right.
So the trailer, that forces hungry sharks upriver. And then at 10 o'clock, it's Lake Placid 2. A sheriff, a big game hunter, and a wildlife officer try to kill 3 giant crocodiles. So that's on tonight at 10 o'clock.
That's how you know it's a quality sequel, whenever it's like, let's take the exact plot from the first one and just add a couple more crocodiles.
Right,
do that, it would be perfect. All right. Hot TV shows for last week. Number 8 was Big Bang Theory, even though it was a rerun. Big Brother in at number 7, NCIS at number 6. Then 2 more episodes of Big Brother. This is where they watch people in a house. Is
I
that right?
I think so, yes.
There's
and
a
they
little
have, like,
more to it.
Games and stuff.
Okay, yeah. So three of the top seven shows are episodes of Big Brother.
It comes on like three times a week.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Can you pick up a book?
Yeah.
I mean,
I've watched parts of an episode, but I've never gotten into it.
There's a place in
probably
your house.
Probably a good thing that I'm not into it. Okay. If it's taking up three nights a week.
I've gotten into a couple of seasons. Yeah. It's actually pretty interesting. It's entertaining.
We had a former A&M football player on Big Brother one season.
That's right. Just a couple of seasons ago,
yep,
right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, why is it entertaining?
Because there's a competition involved. It's not just watching people sitting around a house. That would be silly.
Is it like, do they do like competitive house cleaning or is it, you know?
No, they have actual competitions. Some of them are mentally based. They'll ask them questions and some of them, you know, they'll be random trivia questions, but some of them will be things like how many, you know, bubbles are on the wall on this side of the house. And so during the time that people are just sitting in that house with nothing to do, they're like counting the bubbles on the wall so they can be ready for those questions.
Yeah. That's not silly at all.
But the thing is when you win, yeah, you get perks. You get like, someone gets to be the head of household, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then they get
to order people around or what?
Well, they get like, you know, they get the nice big room all to themselves. They get like a care package from home and like food that they like and stuff like that.
And then is there a winner
at the
end of the
playing house?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. At the
survival
end,
mode.
Somebody wins $500,000 if they get all the way through because the head of household nominates two people to be put on the chopping block.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, they have to vote one of those two people out.
In
the middle of the week, they get a chance to veto one of those people. Like they play another competition for a chance to veto that one of those choices. So,
do you have a blog on this?
No, but okay, sounds like I should, right?
Absolutely.
You certainly seem to know the rules. That's
for
sure.
It's an interesting and fun show.
Okay, there you go. Number three is Bachelorette. Number two is World of Dance. World of Dance?
What?
On
is
NBC.
J Lo's new thing.
Maybe that's it. And number one is America's Got Talent.
Okay. All right. There's nothing on TV anymore, is there?
Mm-mm.
There's not. There's really not.
I mean, when
much.
It comes to, you know, made-up shows, not reality shows, everyone's watching Netflix
Hulu. I don't know that I ever thought I would say that, but you're exactly right. It's
all of those that you just said were, you know, talent shows or game shows or reality shows of some sort.
Somehow I found that Amazon, Netflix, HBO, Showtime are the default places I go now.
Me too.
Don't even know what's
out there. I can't tell you the last time I watched TV, like normal TV.
Real normal TV in real time.
Right.
Now, it changes when sports gets here because that'll change your viewing habits
a little bit. Someone texted in about Big Brother and said, it's Inside Survivor.
Yes,
Okay. Yeah. All right. There you are. The streaming service CBS All Access, which will begin to run episodes of Star Trek Discovery. Mr. Downs isn't here right now.
Not
I'll be
here
sure
yet.
To let him know. But it'll start up Sunday, September the 24th. And then, of course, new episodes of The Good Fight, which is a spinoff of The Good Wife. They also picked up other series. Will Ferrell and Adam McKay doing a comedy series with Funny or Die called No Activity about a pair of cops, a pair of Mexican tunnelers. This is not going to end well.
Yeah.
Okay, pair of cops, a pair of Mexican tunnelers, and a pair of criminals, and at least one other pair, none of which are getting anything done in their lives.
Okay.
I think I take back that part about the only good television. Well, of course, that's a spinoff of CBS, which is a network.
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, it's called No Activity. Look.
Let's watch people not do anything.
For every show that's out there, they have to have what's called a pitch meeting. Okay.
Right. How does it get through all of these pitch meetings?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, we're gonna have these. There'll be two cops here, and then there'll be two tunnelers. Okay,
tunnelers, Mexican tunnelers, not racist at all.
No,
it's fine.
No, that's
it's
not
totally
it.
Fine.
Yeah, so
the cops will probably be white. You know.
Yeah,
I
you're
mean.
Right. So Mexican tunnelers, and they're all doing, and then some other pair that we don't even know about yet.
Right.
And they're all doing nothing.
And
then a series called $1. Which is about what happens to a $1 bill changing hands that connects a group of characters involved in a multiple murder.
That sounds okay.
That you know, concept there is all right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's on CBS All Access, which it may be free now, but I'm sure you'll have to be paying for it soon. All right, it's 8:28.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Apple's earnings climbed 12% to $8.7 billion in the company's latest quarter amid rising demand for iPhones, iPads, and Mac computers, while revenue increased 7%. Apple also provided an upbeat forecast, likely to ease concerns that the next generation of the iPhone might be delayed beyond its usual late September release. And shares are up more than 5% in pre-market trading. A settlement between Theranos and Walgreens drugstore chain leaves the blood testing lab firm with little money left in its coffers. Theranos has settled a lawsuit filed by Walgreens that claimed the lab breached their contract and misled the drugstore chain about its capabilities. Neither company would disclose terms, but it was expected to be between $25 and $30 million. Theranos told investors in June it had about $54 million on hand and was spending $10 million a month. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately higher open this morning. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
Your cell phone network has three important words for you. If you're even thinking of live streaming the August 21st solar eclipse, don't do it. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Although this month's total solar eclipse will be visible from Oregon to South Carolina, that's 3,000 miles, you can only expect total darkness in the narrow 60 to 70 mile wide path of totality. For the lucky ones in the direct path, America's cellular providers are warning the entire country that the cellular networks will be crushed by tens of millions who are trying to live stream the event. The path of totality cuts through largely rural areas where cell phone service is often spotty at best. Even posting photos to Facebook could cause problems. Remember, our cellular networks couldn't handle the increased call volume for Hurricane Sandy or Michael Jackson's death. So you can bet there's going to be nationwide connection issues on August 21st. All the tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
If you have a small business, you know that customers are your lifeline. And keeping your ever-growing list of customer names, addresses, messages, and invoices organized can be a nightmare. So let me introduce you to Zoho and its amazing CRM tool. CRM stands for Customer Relationship Manager. Imagine every customer detail, a complete history of every phone call, email, order, and proposal. Zoho can even tell you the best time to call or email. Turn cold leads into interested prospects and prospects into paying customers. Zoho automates follow-up emails and customer payment reminders. All of your contacts and leads in one place where you can keep track of the entire sales process, leaving you more time to run your business and close more deals. Start today. Visit ZohoCRM.com. That's ZohoCRM.com. Go now and get 10 users in your company free. That's ZohoCRM.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It is 81 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The longest tenured volunteer at the College Station Police Department is now in the American Police Hall of Fame. Chaplain Dr. Peter Tarlow received the Civilian Medal of Appreciation for his work with departments across the country in the area of tourism safety.
It indicates that together, civilians and police officers are trying to make sure our country is safe. And secondly, when there's been so many negative stories about the police, this is a real example of how we need to be working together rather than tearing each other apart. So to me, it was very meaningful and very moving.
Dr. Tarlow, who has been with the department for more than 25 years, says today's police officers do more than hand out traffic tickets. They are the front line of America's security. College Station police made DWI arrests following two crashes yesterday morning. The first was during the midnight hour after an SUV struck the Ozona restaurant building. The driver, 24-year-old Leonardo Lopez of College Station, was out on bond from a DWI arrest in July of last year and two arrests this year for driving with an invalid license with a prior conviction. The second, which was reported shortly before 8 a.m., closed northbound lanes of the freeway near Fitch for about 2 hours. 21-year-old Carlos Baker of College Station was arrested after police say he made an unsafe lane change and his SUV struck a second SUV. The second vehicle spun and came to a rest on the concrete barrier. No one was injured in either crash. One of three Bryan men arrested in College Station Monday morning for stealing a handgun out of the center console of a parked pickup is also being held for DPS troopers. According to the DPS arrest report, a car driven by 17-year-old Felix Ponce almost hit a trooper's patrol car after running a red light 2 weeks ago at Harvey Road in the freeway's southbound service road. During a traffic stop, while the trooper was trying to identify a 16-year-old passenger, Ponce ran off. A search for the car turned up several bags of marijuana and 77 bars of Xanax. Yesterday, College Station police announced Ponce and two others are now connected to six vehicle burglaries. Bryan Police has announced an arrest warrant has been issued following a shooting Monday night. 30-year-old Justin Keith Bird of Bryan is accused of shooting a man at the Baker Oaks Apartments. BPD has not announced what led to the shooting, where the victim remains hospitalized in stable condition, but Bird is considered armed and dangerous and should not be approached. And the Bryan School District is auctioning rather than moving hundreds of desks, tables, and chairs from the former Stephen F. Austin Middle School and now closed Milam Elementary School. The online auction ends this afternoon at 1, and items have to be picked up by Saturday the 12th. The link to 7 pages of auction items is online at bryanisd.org. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 81 degrees. You can text us any time of the day at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever had something taken from you? We've all experienced loss at one point or another. The Bible tells us there's a thief in this life, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy lives. But in John 10 and verse 10, Jesus says this, "I have come that you might have life, life more abundant, life bigger, and life better."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Good morning, it's 8:36, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here we go.
We may be able to leave the sunglasses behind today. There's a lot of cloudiness covering the state. In fact, to our north, quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity. It's moving east, but slowly sinking towards the south. And that's why I think later today there could be some showers and storms here, highs 85 to 90. Showers and storms are possible tonight, 70 to 75. Becoming partly sunny tomorrow with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Partial sun, the risk of a storm Friday, highs near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Let's head to the phone lines in College Station. Mayor Carl Mooney joins us this morning. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Hey. All right, Scott. We're not going to see the storms where I'm at.
Oh, no? Are you far away from here? And no rain there, huh?
Well, none at all.
Fingers crossed we're going to get some rain today. We'll see. We could certainly use that. Let's go back to the council meeting. Among the actions that council took last week, $125,000. Voted to be used for City Hall facilities renovations. Can you give us some ideas to where that money is going to be used?
Well, sure. since I don't go into the ladies' restroom, you might want to venture into the men's restroom.
Okay, all right, there you go. Okay, yeah.
Basically that all comes down to the fact that, you know, we're not going to be moving into a new city hall anytime very soon. So we need to take care of what we've got. If you go over into Lance Sims' office, for example, you've got a window that leaks badly, and that needs to be replaced or repaired. You've got some similar situations elsewhere. In the City Hall chambers, we're trying to make the table a little bit smaller so that we can fit more people in the room. That's another issue of growth. We've got more services and things we've got to do, and it takes more people to do that. So we've got to make better use of the space we have. Talking about space, our city secretary's office, all of the documents that we have to store and everything else, well, we're going to try to digitize as much of that as possible so that we can then get back some space that we're currently using for storing old documents that we are still, by law, required to keep on record. So it just adds up. Wherever you look in City Hall, you're going to see a number of things that we need to do. But, it's just making sure that City Hall is not only attractive, but also that it's functional as much as it can be.
You know, one of the other things to think about, I like the idea that you have council members who will think outside the box. There's property that's not necessarily on main thoroughfares. Have we looked at any of that maybe being repurposed so that there are people who don't have to necessarily be at the hub of activity of City Hall to maybe rent that property over a short term, because you're not going to have the money to be building a new City Hall anytime soon?
Well, and we're already doing that. If you go on University Drive, there's some property over there near the Fox and Hound, and we've got some city offices that are currently there so that we're trying to use technology. Fortunately, that's been a friend to us lately. Even you and I just having this conversation is an example of that. But using the additional space that we have in the city, we've got some new offices coming online and, privately built, that sort of thing. So we'll continue to do that. We've actually recently repurposed some offices in the old fire station number one. And that's where our human resources folks are right now. So we're going to continue to do that. Rather than try to tackle a new city hall anytime too soon, because right now our focus, as you know, is on a new police station, which we absolutely need.
Well, and finding more money for other things that have to be done, too. I mean, we'd like to have a new city hall, but we certainly have found there's a whole bunch of stuff that we're behind the curve on. Mayor Carl Mooney.
We'll never have a shortage of that. That's right.
That's for sure. Mayor Carl Mooney joining us this morning. I'd also like to have you kind of fill in a little bit on unanimous vote having to do with a change to the UDO, the Uniform Development Ordinance, having to do with trees and single-family developments. That made me think of what's going on over in Austin, but also walls and drainage. Tell us a little bit about what that UDO change is about.
Well, the governor doesn't live in College Station, fortunately, and he's not going to be looking for a change of an ordinance just so he can put in a swimming pool in his backyard, at least not here. That ordinance was changed to allow for changes in different kinds of structures that we're seeing and trying, to get affordable housing. Some developers have studied other places that have come up with very nice green spaces in front of homes and such. And the ordinance, the way we had it written, said you have to have a tree right here. Well, wait a minute. Maybe that's not the best place for a tree, and particularly the long-term growth of a tree. You have to consider its root structure, the branches. Are they going to be more of a problem when you're trying to park your car under there? Is your car going to look yellow in the spring rather than the maroon that it has been? So what we did was we said, yes, you still have to have the same number of trees in the development, but we now gave you the flexibility of putting them elsewhere. For example, if you want to have a park in a central area, you can put more trees in there instead of maybe trying to cram them into a little green space that's maybe only 3 feet wide, particularly if you have townhome developments or patio home developments. So it really gives our builders some additional flexibility and still keeps the areas looking beautiful.
Carl Mooney joining us via phone this morning, the mayor of College Station. We ran a story yesterday about a citizen who had spoke to council having to do with the closing of Kane Road, which is going to be very inconvenient for a lot of people anytime you close a crossing over a railroad track. But there's a tremendous amount of development over there on the west side of those tracks. But also I think this citizen was speaking to businesses over there and that there were going to have to be trucks going through roads that are not suited for that. And I think what he mentioned to us that the owner was willing to maybe come up with a lower price than staff had thought. How do we take all that information, glom it together, and make something work?
Well, yeah, and as you know, that came up during Hear Visitors. So
right.
we can't comment during Hear Visitors. But what we did do, as the Hear Visitors directions stipulate, as I read them before that session of each of our council meetings begin, we took that to staff. And we asked staff, okay, now, wait a minute. Is the landowner now saying, wait a minute, I'll come up with a much better deal for you? And if that's the case, is that a game changer? And if it is, let's then see what we can do to better accommodate those businesses that are there.
When would you anticipate staff getting back to you?
I think that's going to be probably within the month of August before any action is taken over there on that crossing.
Okay. Well, let's dive into the world of alphabet soup. There's a lot of them out there. First, RVP, the Research Valley Partnership, they're looking for new leadership. What are you hearing about that?
Well, they are. There's a committee that was put together by the board of directors of the RVP. I sit on that board. Julie Schultz is representing College Station in that, and they're moving along, and we expect that sometime next month they're going to come to us with some recommendations for a finalist.
Okay, it used to be called CVB. Now it's called Experience Bryan College Station, but we all still know what that is. They are looking for a new executive director there. And then also, I believe they had been charged by representatives from both cities to make changes to their bylaws. First executive director search. What have you heard about that?
Well, the executive director search is on hold right now until everything is settled as far as what the new bylaws are going to look like. And later this week, there's going to be a representative group from each council that will get together, perhaps with the assistance and with some assistance from their legal staff, and try to work together to come up with a mutually agreed upon set of bylaws that will then be presented to the CVB for their consideration.
Well, I know that one member of council, Councilman Rectrick, who's the representative of us on the board there, had come up with some guidelines. You had likewise said that you had some thoughts, too. So basically, is it a hybrid that you're taking to them from College Station?
It really is. It really is. In fact, this morning, I was sharing by email some of my ideas with the other two members that have been appointed by College Station City Council to meet with the representatives from Bryan, the third party on that is Kelly Templin, our city manager. And so I've just shared those with Mr. Rectorick and Mr. Templin by email, and we'll be going back and forth. So even though I'm not in town right now, I'm still still doing everything by that method of technology that we talked about earlier.
All right, so taking those last four letters out of our alphabet soup, one that I know you stay in touch with a lot, and that's the YMCA. Where are we there?
Yeah, that's moving along. We are still moving along now at a bit of a faster pace. We have had some meetings with President Young of A&M and also with Tyson Volkel, who's the president of the A&M Foundation. And there's a whole new partnership coming up out of this. I think the university realizes that this is a wonderful opportunity for the university to be more engaged with the community and particularly helpful to the university with regards to its alums and others who have some type of affiliation or affinity.
Finally, today, we're halfway through the special session in Austin. Have you been back over there to talk to some folks, or what are you hearing from Austin? I think we lost our connection. No, I'm fairly sure we did. Well, okay, then we'll leave it at that then at 8:47. We visit the mayors every Wednesday. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Need more space? We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
If your home could talk, what would it say? All customers of BTU are now eligible for the Smart Home Incentive Program. If you're looking to save money each month, consider upgrading the energy efficiency of your home today. Simply installing attic and wall insulation or even Energy Star windows and solar screens can yield you substantial energy savings, leaving your home and wallet saying thank you. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office. And now BTU brings you your energy savings tip of the day.
Adequate insulation in your attic helps to prevent hot and cold air from entering your home. If you notice your HVAC system running more frequently or your energy bills increasing, it may be time to check your insulation level. Visit btutilities.com for available insulation incentives.
Your energy and money-saving tip is brought to you daily by BTU. For this and other simple ways you can save money, visit btutilities.com.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Take about 10 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So a Reddit member, a Redditor, would that be fair? Is that
yeah,
what we would call them?
That's okay. What you call a Reddit okay. member.
Goes by the username, whatever. just reminded the world why thrift shopping can be a little like treasure hunting with a recent discovery of a very rare Atari prototype. It was the Atari 2700, also known as the Atari Remote Control VCS, which never was put into full production despite a plan to release the model in 1981. The number on the Atari 2700 that exists today is debatable, but a former Atari employee says that perhaps only a dozen were ever made.
Wow.
So this Reddit dude discovered the classic at the Oceanside, California thrift shop minutes before the store closed, decided to buy it. It seemed odd to me as I'd never seen an Atari just like it. Quick Googling led him to believe it was some pretty rare type prototype out there.
And indeed it was.
Paid for $30, sold it for $3,000.
Wow.
So there, you should spend your time in thrift shops trying to find out about that. Or you could be a driver in New Hampshire who crashed his car into a tree and refused to leave the car even though it was on fire.
Oh.
Witness saw the car crash into the tree on Monday and called the police. When rescuers arrived, the driver sitting in the car, which was engulfed in flames, 53-year-old Michael Hines refused to exit the burning vehicle as the fire spread and the tires exploded. Police forcibly drug him to safety. Oh, he was charged with cocaine possession.
Oh.
And driving under the influence, miraculously, he somehow was uninjured.
Strangely enough, I'm not surprised that somebody who wasn't in their right mind would
be
doing that.
Would be doing that. Okay, so now, there was a time when Times Square was not a safe, not a family-friendly place. It was pretty dingy. Well, they cleaned it up. They really did. Problem is, it apparently is going back to its old ways. Topless females and dirty, costumed, illegal aliens have been taking over the area, being rude to tourists, cursing at them, and even pushing hard for money. They asked the police about it. The police said they cannot do anything, because most of them are illegal aliens, and according to a spokesperson for NYPD, Bill de Blasio, the mayor, has no intention of letting them get arrested.
Wow.
So he's pretty much throwing the mayor under the bus. But again, that's the mayor's liberal point of view. Doesn't want those people bothered. So
Better to let the Americans suffer.
Sure. Oh, and speaking of aliens, maybe some other kinds of aliens, too. Cameras have caught a bright white glowing scanning across the glowing light scanning across the George Washington Bridge. Although the other side had a fuel spill, it's probably still just a spotlight for them. And it says that apparently they think that there were aliens who were over the George Washington Bridge.
Ooh.
There's video of that out there. Nature is fun. Nature is beautiful. Nature is sometimes as ugly as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, that was one of the things that they used to show a long time ago in the National Geographic, how the cheetah does catch the impala every once in a while. But, you know, the sensitivities of children today, maybe they shouldn't show that. In China, a snake is spotted battling a toad, and guess who wins?
Ooh, the toad, go.
The toad.
Nice.
The toad, as a matter of fact, the toad snatches the serpent's head in its mouth and swallows the snake whole.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Huge victory. Toad. A huge victory for toad lovers everywhere.
Yeah, apparently.
My thought is that, I mean, he must have killed the snake because it would seem like it would be free to bite him on the inside.
Yeah.
Just saying. But anyhow, there's video. If you want to see a toad swallow a snake whole, that's out there too.
Wow.
Okay, thanks.
Six-till.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@BrianBroadcasting.com.
It's Wednesday. That means it's game night that's going on tonight, or actually starting this afternoon, at Peach Creek Vineyards. Now, they've got games, both indoor and yard games as well, but you can bring your own board game if you want to. The idea is come in, sit down, enjoy yourself, enjoy some wine, have your friends come in and play some games. So it's game night every Wednesday from 3 until 8 at Peach Creek Vineyards, just south of College Station. Now, tomorrow they're open from 3 to 6, and then on the weekends, Friday 1 to 5, Sunday noon to 6, and Saturday noon to 6, and Sunday 1 to 5. Don't forget they've got a pavilion there, which is a great venue to rent for private parties or showers or graduations, and they can cater the food in if you want, or you can cater your own food in, or you can bring your own food. That's how flexible they are at Peach Creek Vineyards. They want you to come out there, enjoy yourself, have a good time. Don't forget they've got some great wine-centric gifts as well in their gift shop, and their expanded tasting room is an opportunity for you to try the reds, the whites, the rosés, and the specialty wines. More information, you can find it at peachcreekvineyards.com.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station invites you to join us as we stuff the bus all over town August 7th through the 11th. Find us at C&J Barbecue on Texas Avenue August 7th, at Taco Crave in downtown Bryan on the 8th, Grub Burger Bar on August 9th, Chick-fil-A Bryan on the 10th, and our finale at HEB Tower Point on August 11th. Your donations help local children start their school year off right. For event times and a list of needed supplies, visit jlbcs.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter.
About 3 minutes till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Oh my God, an asteroid is set to speed toward Earth.
Yeah, another one.
Yeah, but I think
that's
we'll
why
be
I
okay.
hate space.
I know. Yeah,
it's always trying to kill you.
NASA's Planetary Defense Coordination Office. NASA's Planetary. Does that mean another planet is going to attack us? They're like they're aliens, or the planet itself will attack us? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, planetary defense. Yeah,
I think
it's mainly just a place where Bruce Willis and Morgan Freeman hang out and come up with ideas on how to save the world.
And Clint Eastwood too, I think. Yeah. Every once in a while. Okay, so there you go.
Hey, so there's this. Queen Elizabeth II
yeah.
has four drinks a day.
What?
Yes, she drinks I saw this yesterday on E. She sips on a gin and Dubonnet with a slice of lemon before lunch. During
Wait, what?
Yeah,
whoa!
Before lunch.
Wait, she's hitting it before
lunch? Yep. During lunch, she opts for wine, and then she enjoys a dry martini and a glass of champagne in the evening.
QE2's a boozer.
She never varies, though. That is her alcohol intake every day.
It's good to be the queen.
Okay, now, right?
Okay, you said wine. Glass or bottle?
Says opts for wine. Okay. Now, I will say what her drink preference before lunch, the gin, it does mention that there's a lot of ice in it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Before lunch.
The cubes could be made of, you know, gin.
That's like so British. Yeah, she's drinking gin, but there's a lot of ice in it.
She's got gin, wine, champagne.
What has she got to be stressed about? You know? It'd be interesting to know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know enough about champagne to know necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how expensive the champagne is that she drinks.
What is good champagne? You know, I mean, yeah. I guess you know when she drink bad champagne, but it wasn't until I toured one of the champagne distillery wineries, whatever they are, that I started to even understand the difference between
it. You know, I'm sure her champagne is pretty legit. Yeah,
she may not be drinking because she's stressed. There's only two times when you drink, when you're stressed and when you're not.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm thinking she's probably not. So new research says the Mediterranean diet, you know, which we've heard about, may work better for rich people.
Really?
What is
that
about?
Because it's expensive?
Yeah.
Italian scientists reviewed the diets, the incomes, and the education levels of nearly 19,000 men and women. CBS News said that they found that people who had more money ate less meat and consume more fish and more grains than people with lower income. Well, I'm sorry, in Texas, we got some pretty rich folks to eat red meat on a regular basis.
Agreed.
You know,
by
just
God.
Letting you know, it depends on where you are. The more affluent people also ate a greater variety of fruits and vegetables, which provided more antioxidants and more essential nutrients. The researchers concluded that food quality may also be important for health as much as people eat and how often they eat.
They can take their fancy fruits. I'll eat my meat.
It's raining outside? Did you say it's raining?
Who?
Who?
Okay. It's Elisa talking to me through the door.
Okay.
I was going to do this date in history, but I lost.
Oh, we've only got 10 seconds.
I know. This is the date that Buffalo Bill Cody was shot in the back of the head. Aces and eights. Aces and eights. The dead man's hand. All right. We're back tomorrow. 70% chance of rain. WTOW.
This is a...